This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The first of two appearances by the Dalai Lama on the University of Arkansas campus took place this morning. A panel discussion about nonviolence featured His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Sister Helen Prejean, and Vincent Harding. The Dalai Lama opened the panel by discussing approaches to a peaceful lifestyle.
Every human action, though effective action, must come through motivation. So any action motivated by compassion, sense of affection, other, is nonviolence. Any action, whether verbal action or physical action, out of hatred, out of anger, out of jealousy, out of whatever, this negative feeling, that essentially violence. So the miser believe, in order to promote nonviolence, we have to deal with emotional level.
Tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, we'll have a full report on the Dalai Lama's visit to the University of Arkansas. Our coverage will expand into Friday's edition of the show as well.
It was close, but Springdale voters approved a 1.9 millage increase to fund the construction of new schools yesterday. The unofficial count showed the measure passed by just 44 votes. That's with more than 6,600 votes cast. The Springdale School District plans to construct two new schools with the money raised by the millage, a middle school to open in 2012 and a new junior high expected to open in 2013. Farm advocates in the state say flooding could cause over $500 million in economic damages for their industry. The state already produces about half of the nation's rice, and the Arkansas Farm Bureau reports that 300,000 acres will be lost for rice production due to the flooding. Warren Carter runs the Farm Bureau's Commodity and Regulatory Affairs Department.
We've got a lot of farmers that farm inside the levees. Of course, that water's underland over on the Mississippi River. All those, you know, tributaries over through eastern Arkansas that are out of their banks right now, and certainly those farmers that farm in those river valleys are the most severely affected at this time, simply because some of them had crops planted, and now those crops are underwater.
Carter says some farmers may try to plant soybeans or another crop in fields once floodwaters recede, but time is running out to replant rice.
The collection of Arkansas counties declared federal disaster areas by the federal government is growing again. Yesterday, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has included three more counties, including Boone County. Already, Benton, Carroll, and Washington counties have been declared federal disaster areas. Residents of any of the 16 counties designated for individual assistance under the disaster declaration can go online to disasterassistance.gov for more information. And the Fayetteville High School girls basketball team will be honored this afternoon for their state championship winning season. The team is one of 10 nationally recognized by the Army National Guard national ranking process. The ceremony is scheduled for 4:15 at the Town Center on the Fayetteville Square.